Nebule, episode 8.
Are we on 8?
Eight, yeah. I think I think next week we overtake the student show.
Wow.
I know. We've not even gone that long. We're going well. 2 months.
Exactly. People said it couldn't be done.
But we've done it.
Yes, we have.
We've had great chats. I mean, last week's episode was a highlight. Drive-through sauna.
Yeah, drive-through sauna. Quality. We've had my poo.
Your poo? I mean, will we ever top that? That I'm worried we
Probably
won't.
not. I'm
No.
scared we peaked too early.
We've got a new country we're popular in.
Oh, what, this week? A different one from last?
Yeah, United
Oh,
States. The big USA.
the Americas.
Yeah, we've changed
Oh.
continents now.
Wow, Bill Burr's from
USA.
America.
Listen to me, kid, and you could be big in Hollywood.
Yeah, wow.
Know, we're getting quite cool. And
Yeah.
yeah, so maybe we could go join in like Jay-Z and Beyonce because we love them so much.
Exactly, we could get a cab with them.
Leave friend of the show Eamon Holmes behind in the UK.
Yes. Would Eamon always go over with Ruth, do you think?
I think they're like a package deal, like Ant and Dec.
Right. Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
I just want to know their marriage is stable, you know?
Exactly.
Although he did what's it called for years without her. The Sky News, Sky, whatever, Wake Up Sky.
Yeah, and he does have a show on talk radio as well.
Oh, really? Oh, and she does Loose Women, because she's a bit of a loose woman.
Ho-ho-ho-ho!
Oh!
She's a cheeky loose woman.
Oh, I think this is why we're popular in other countries because people want to know, like about UK culture.
And
And
we are summarizing UK culture right here. Right here!
Eamon
Right
Holmes,
now!
the height of UK culture.
Exactly. He's the pinnacle. He's like the top of the pyramid.
I found out something crazy yesterday. So you know when all the BBC salaries were released?
Yeah.
And a lot of interesting things on that list.
There is. Why haven't we got this down to talk about properly?
Yeah, I mean, let's just do it. But something I want to say is a woman added up all. So they released all the celebrity talent salaries that were over £150,000.
Yeah.
First of all, apparently they pay 4,500 talent people last year, which is a lot.
Yeah.
So only a quarter of 1% were earning over 150K. So
Yeah.
it's really not many in the first place. But also,
Well, do you want me to tell you something else? Oh,
well,
in
let me
fact,
finish right. So
okay.
someone added up all the people that earn over 150K, and that came to 28 million. Ant and Dec earn 30 million just from ITV alone a year.
Yeah, but the difference is that it's taxpayers' money for BBC.
Yeah, I know that, but still, like
That's the
30
main
million.
difference.
I
Like
can't
the
believe Ant and Dec are earning that much.
I can.
And then Piers Morgan, apparently, between Good Morning Britain and Mail Online, he earns 22 million a year. What?
Yeah,
I
well they
mean,
do. Like
I
they
didn't
pay
realize that.
ITV pay loads.
Yeah, but like, say he's just like your standard big-headed like bigot that you find in your local pub. So like, why aren't just like your local racist earning like 20 million a year?
It's because he's posh.
It's because he's quite good at vocalizing or putting into words his opinions.
Yeah, exactly. People will
Oh.
pay to watch him.
Pay to watch his bigotness.
Yeah. But yeah, no, BBC have always made a point of not paying as much because it's taxpayers' money.
Yeah, I mean, Gaz Lineker said that he could have earned more at other places.
Yeah.
I mean, he supplements his salary doing old walkers.
Oh, that's a fair point. Yeah, he probably gets loads off them. Probably like the same as what he gets. Probably more. Probably more.
But do you want to know a fun fact? So that list doesn't actually include production company
That's what figures. I was going to say. Yeah. Cause, so there's loads of people like, I don't know, Rob Brydon or...
Matt LeBlanc's not on there.
Yeah.
And Chris Evans' salary doesn't include Top Gear.
It doesn't?
No, that is the insane amount.
Wow.
Like, he only did one series, but that... so that is Radio 2 and the odd presenting gig.
He doesn't even do presenting, does he? On telly anymore?
I mean, he used to do one show, but he occasionally does the old thing here and there, but, like...
All right.
That is Radio 2. That is insane, isn't it? And then people were complaining Alex Jones gets paid 100k less than Matt Baker. But Matt Baker does Countryfile, so...
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. But the one that really shocked me was Charlie from Casualty.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
He earns 150,000 more than Peter Capaldi.
I know. It's actually ridiculous. I know. And, like, Doctor Who shoots 9 months a year, which is, like, a huge amount out of anyone's production schedule.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's like Adam Woodyatt earns, like, over 250k a year, and he still looks like shit. Like, wear some nicer things, mate.
Yeah. But, no, it doesn't include... So, like, Mrs. Brown's Boys... I wonder, what's his name? Brendan something. Like
Brendan O'Carroll, I think it is, or
yeah.
Is it, yeah.
How much do you think he gets?
Oh, loads, because he's the top viewed thing on Christmas Day. Like, exactly. if you're like Miranda when she was the top viewed thing, or when it was Gavin and Stacey top viewed thing, like, whoever's that person earns the most.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And also, Graham Norton only earns 800k a year, and that is only for... his Radio 2 show, Eurovision, and I don't know if it's an external production company for that singing show he just did. But
what
that
about
is in...
Friday Night? His Friday Night
no,
show?
No, his Friday Night show is not included because that's a production company that's run by ITV. Or it was his, and then it's got sold to ITV. So that's just, like, basically that's 3 hours a week that he does on Radio 2. 800K.
Jeez, imagine that.
I mean, he is hilarious. He, in my opinion, he's worth every penny, but still. Yeah, just a lot of interesting stuff. And I couldn't believe how much Trevor Nelson's paid, considering he doesn't even do daytime on Radio 1 Extra anymore.
Trevor Nelson's paid.
He's the equal highest BAME, along with George Alagaya, which is like 250k, I think it was. Or maybe it was 350, yeah.
There was only about three really, really big paid radio people, wasn't there? I was quite surprised at that.
I couldn't believe how much Jeremy Vine was on. I mean, I know he does... It's only 2 hours a day compared to, like, 3.5, which a lot of other... like, which Chris, which Grimmie does. And then he only does the odd news thing here and there, like election stuff. But...
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it includes Eggheads as well for half a year.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot he does that. That's the thing, though. Most of them don't do one thing. Most of them do several things.
Yeah. Yeah, because pretty much all the ones that are included on it do... all the radio people, they all do, like, festival coverage and stuff.
Yeah.
But the ones that aren't included or lower down are the ones that don't.
Yeah, yeah. John Humphreys also earns far, far more than... all of his the rest of the Today Show team, which is like, I know he's been there for 30 years, but still.
Yeah.
And like Michelle Hussein is like such a babe, and she's so smart, she's so hot, like she earns she deserves so much more than that.
it's mad, isn't it?
Smart women really do it for me, and Michelle Hussein's definitely like, whoa.
Smart women.
Yeah, I have a real thing
for...
All
women aren't
smart. No, I'm...
Have we just got the sexist out of you, Ben?
No, just in the same way that, like, not all men are smart.
Okay.
How have you been, anyway?
Yeah, I've been alright, mate. I haven't really got much to add on that. I've been alright.
Yeah, what have you been up to the last week?
Existing. No, what have I done? I've got to have done something. I've had beers. I've just been hanging out with mates.
Had nothing, beers.
Yeah, nothing major.
Fair enough.
Just having fun. I watched Brothers Grimm for the first time. Brothers Grimsby, sorry.
Oh, Brothers Grimsby. Yeah, yeah. It's very rude. It's quite funny, to be fair.
Yeah.
I did laugh quite a few times.
There is quite, yeah.
It's not his best, though. It's too scripted, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, but all of his other films aren't really, are they? Bar Dictator.
Yeah, I kind of preferred his less scripted stuff, where he was just being a nutter.
Yeah. But no, it's alright. It's alright. Does the trick.
I did enjoy it, though. And seeing Donald Trump and Daniel Radcliffe get AIDS was quite funny.
Yeah, it's like, if you, right, here we go. If you're going to give AIDS to anyone, who would it be?
No. I mean, plain and simple, like Piers Morgan or Katie Hopkins.
Yeah, Donald Trump would be up there as well.
Trump would be up there. I found, if someone said, if you're a ghost, what would you do? And then I said, I got asked this in uni once when someone was making their radio show and they put a recorder in front of my face. And I said, if I was a ghost, I'd go and haunt Donald Trump and persuade him to give up the presidency and give it to someone else and like, or destroy the Republican Party from within. That's what I'd do. I'd do it for good. And then I'd go start doing that to other people, like dictators and stuff, or just really bad people. I'd just go haunt bad people.
Yeah.
I think that's quite good. That would be a good use of my ghost time.
Yeah, it would be pretty good, but it's not saying who you'd give AIDS to, though, is it? Come on, let's get back to the...
I reckon... okay, I'm going to ask you... I'm going to flip that question on you. Which good person would you give AIDS to?
Oh, now we're talking! Now.
Because it's easy to do bad people, but which good person would you give AIDS to?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of someone that just really grates on me.
But they're still a nice person deep down. And they do good things. And they're not horrible. They've never been racist or like just... You just don't get on with them.
Matt Baker, maybe?
Oh, fuck yeah. Fucking hell.
He just does my head in a little bit.
You know who I'd give it to?
Who?
Keith Chegwin.
Why Chegwin?
I just feel like, Chegwin just really annoys me. And then when the whole Brexit thing happened, I just thought, well, I don't want to know your opinion on Brexit. Like, even if he'd said Remain, I just don't care on your opinion, mate. And he just kind of felt that everyone needed to know his opinion, and it just really annoyed me. And he still goes on about that one time he got naked on TV.
I was thinking the other day, can you remember when Ian Botham tweeted a picture of his cock?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And the message was like, something like, hey, how do you like this, honey?
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
So he obviously... he obviously tweeted it to someone instead of DMing it to him.
But I'd love to know who he was planning on DMing it to.
Claire Boldin.
She earns, like, nothing through the BBC.
Yeah, and she does everything.
She does so much. I know she does a lot of...
she's a woman, mate.
She does a lot of Channel 4 stuff as well, but still. That's just... I reckon it's just because they hate lesbians. Maybe they just pay her in haircuts and, like, horse food.
I'm going to say something that we can edit out now.
Okay.
Fannies don't pay. That's what I was
going to
say.
It's not too bad. We can leave that in.
Okay.
Unless
you're a prostitute.
Now, to change it from the which good person would you give AIDS to, okay, I'm going to flip it on its head again. You've got a billion pounds. You have to give it to someone, but you have to give it to someone that's bad. Who would you give it to?
Ooh.
Like a known bad person.
a known bad person. You've given me. I don't know. Who's a known bad person that? This can only end badly, can't it, really? Oh, no, no, Charles Bronson. Easy.
Okay.
Charles Bronson. Imagine what he would do with it.
I'm thinking more like your Charlie Sheen. He's got a lot of money already, but you know that he'd do, like, fun stuff with it. Or he's sober now, isn't he?
Yeah, I wouldn't say Charlie Sheen's a bad person.
El Chapo would be quite good.
No, it wouldn't. Oh, right. How about, right? The money can only be invested in making a TV program or a film.
Okay, and what, you have to give it to someone?
Yeah.
To make that show or film? Yeah. So you have to give the money to someone to make that show or film?
Yes.
I mean, if you're looking just to make money, you'd give it to someone like Shonda Rhimes, but...
No, I mean bad people.
Oh, bad person. Like someone that's never had experience in TV.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. A bad person. Like we were just saying, if you're going to give £1 million to someone who's a bad guy...
Yeah.
But that £1 million has got to be made... They've got to make a TV show with that £1 million.
Can we do someone that's dead?
Why? Who was you going to pick?
Gaddafi.
What about Charles Manson?
I feel Fred West would make a really like left field program that could win a lot of Emmys.
Plus, he's local to me. The ideas to Teletubbies.
Fred West is local to me, and I quite like the idea that he'd reinvest it in my local area.
Is he? Local? I thought he was from Yorkshire.
Fred West? No, he's... Wait, I'm going to Google it. I swear he's from, like, Bristol, Gloucestershire way.
I thought it was Yorkshire.
I think you're thinking of a different one. Yeah, Gloucestershire. He committed 12 murders between 1967 and 87 in Gloucestershire.
I'm probably thinking of Peter Sutcliffe. I'm always thinking
of Peter Sutcliffe. Yes, you are. Classic Sutcliffe. Who's your favourite West?
John West.
Order them. Order them. So you're going John West, and then are you going Fred or Rosie? Or are you going Kanye? Or
Northwest. Yeah.
Saint West.
Go. What about Go West?
Go West.
Ooh, what other Wests are they? There's got to be more West. The Wild West.
Oh, yeah. Have we got an advertiser for this week?
Oh, have we got an advertiser this week? We've got the big one.
Go for it.
The biggest advertising
thing mogul
in the game. What?
Mogul, would you go as far to say?
No. It's the one that Super Bowl can't get. It's essential to everything.
Who is it?
It's all around us all the time.
Air?
Water. This week we are being sponsored by water, because Neb Eel is essential listening, just like water is essential to life.
I enjoyed that.
Good.
Should we start the episode?
Yeah!
Well, tickle my nip and call me Eamon. It's Nabil!
Said, fish don't come in Xbox boxes anyway. Still, it explains why he was wearing that sombrero.
You've gone full circle with that.
That's what you get with me.
Well, welcome back to Nebeel.
Welcome back.
We have a wild time here.
The wildest, some might say. Some might say. Ben.
Some might say. Yes?
I heard your granddad was at Dunkirk.
No, he wasn't.
All right. Sorry, I was just trying to make it a bit topical. That was all. I won't mention Dunkirk again.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, wait. What's this? Oh, the phone's just rang. It's only the banker.
The banker?
Yeah. Sorry, Lee, I'm just talking to the banker. Oh,
the banker?
That's really interesting, banker.
The banker?
Wow. Okay, Lee, I've just spoken to the banker.
The banker?
The banker, I've just spoken to the banker. And do you want to know what he said?
Okay, what did he say?
He said he'll offer you £100 if you dab tomorrow on stage when you get your graduation.
I couldn't think of anything worse. That's awful. I'm sorry. What?
Sorry, he's ringing again.
Okay.
Let me just pick up.
The banker.
Hello, banker. Oh, wow. Okay. That's really interesting that you said that. Oh, wow. Lee's going to love to hear this. Wow. Lee, I've just spoken to the banker.
The banker?
The banker from Deal or No Deal. He's now my friend.
Yeah, the banker.
He's offered you £250 to do your longest Yeah Boy ever on stage.
That's doable.
It is doable. What's your longest Yeah Boy ever? Probably a minute?
Try 3 years.
One for each year of your degree?
No, it just carried on through the whole of my degree.
Yeah, boy.
It's just one long yeah, boy.
Oh, hello here.
Who's this? Who's ringing you?
Wait, the banker's ringing again.
The banker?
The banker. Oh, wow, this is interesting.
The banker?
Oh, wow. No. Yeah, no, I'm going to tell him. Wow, no, I'm really quite shocked.
The wow. Banker?
Wow, no, that is quite insane. Right, Lee, I've just spoken to the banker.
The banker?
The banker. And he said that he'll give you £20 if you tweet, "My mum loves anal."
20? I'll do that now.
What, for nothing?
Oh, I already did it yesterday. Good bant. Banker bant.
Oh, who's no that? Way. No way. The banker's phoned again.
The banker?
Oh, okay. I'll tell him. Aye, Lee, the banker said that he's not going to offer you any money this time, but he just wants to let you know that you love bukkake.
Oh. Classic. The banker!
He's such a banker. Sorry, just one more time.
Who's
hello, hello,
now,
banker. Hello.
It's the banker!
Oh, what's that, banker? You want this feature to be over? Yeah, no, that's fine, banker, we'll end it.
I think that's fair enough.
Lee, how are you? Did you enjoy the banker? Good.
Yeah, how did you get him?
You know, I know people.
You know the banker?
I think maybe at graduation tomorrow we should just parkour around the place while people are graduating. Parkour on the stage.
Yeah.
When you get to parkour! That thing, do like a squat and then just shout, parkour!
Do like a half cartwheel thing just as you're grabbing your scroll.
Parkour!
Parkour! Throw your hat up in the air and jump over it and shout parkour.
I'm just going to drop it and then jump over it.
Fair enough.
Parkour! Apparently you can't... We're not allowed to throw up in the air.
Why not?
Because they don't want you damaging them, or... Because obviously we return them, or losing your specific one.
Everything's fucking PC nowadays, isn't it?
Fucking political correctness,
I bet we can't even say it's a black cap, can we?
Have to say it's African American. great bands. By the way, I know it seems like it every week, but I just want to make this like a really good point. But we are not racist or sexist. We just like to make dumb jokes.
I don't have to clear it up, because if you can't work that out, you're an idiot, and I don't want you listening anyway.
do you want to know a fun fact?
Which one? There's a lot out there, Ben.
Whitney Houston's been sober for 5 years.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect that.
Yeah. Right, we were going to look at our friend, your friend, friend of the show, Brian Blessed's CV.
Oh, Brian Blessed. Brian Blessed. Brian Blessed. I can't do
it. Should I do the theme tune? I'm not sure I could do it the same as last week, because I was really over the top last week.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, I mean, you probably should, yeah.
Okay. Hello! Welcome to this next feature! It's Leo Ben, and we're going to look at the CV of an actor beginning with the letter B, and it's Brian Blessed this week!
She just did the Nintendo thing. The Mario thing.
Did you enjoy my theme?
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah.
Good.
So do you want to pick out some of your highlights from his CV? I mean, I think a really good place to start would be Flash Gordon.
Yeah, Flash Gordon.
Flash! He saved every one of us! Gordon's alive!
Please say that again. It really tickled me. It was really good.
Gordon's alive.
Wasn't as good second time.
No, it wasn't. I kind of like, I needed the build in at the flash.
Gordon's alive. Yeah, it was very good. Yeah, Flash is alright. He was in the first Blackadder series.
Yeah, he was. He's been in Robin Hood, Lord Loxley. Looking at his list and the roles that he has on his list, it's actually hilarious. Like, none of them have a normal name. Like, actually none of them.
Go on, then.
So, like, Jack Baird, Korski, Talithibius, Earl of Suffolk. Earl of Suffolk's probably the most normal on here. Pedro, yeah. Prince Bolton, Suleiman Khan, Exeter, Chaos, Lord Loxley, El Supremo, Ghost.
He was in Ghost?
No, he was in Hamlet as Ghost.
Oh,
he was in
right,
King Lear as King Lear. That's quite cool. And he's played Pirate
about
King.
I don't actually know that much that Brian Blessed's in.
No, he's done a lot, but not... Actually, he's slowed down in recent years because he's become an explorer, but still.
Yeah, he's still... He's in Toaster London.
Yeah, apparently that day... So it was the episode that John Hamm was in, and apparently the filming of that scene took hours, because John Hamm didn't know who Brian Blessed was. So when he arrived, instantly he was like, who the fuck is this guy? Because he was obviously being like this super loud, like, open person, like, hey!
Yeah.
Matthew Berry! I can't do that impression. That sort of thing. And then apparently him and Matt Berry started riffing loads, And then John Hamm was like, well, this is funny. So he joined in. And apparently they were literally riffing for like 2 hours.
Aww.
And it was only meant to be like a 10-minute scene, or like not even that, like 5 minutes. And apparently they were like looking at their watches like, Jesus, this scene needs to be over. But they were all just having so much fun, just like riffing so hard. Because they were just like, oh, this is too funny.
Aw, that's a cute story.
It is, yeah. No, thank you.
I wish I was there that day.
Yeah, I do as well. Yeah, there's just those sort of things where you're like, wish I was there.
What else has he been in?
He played Santa Claus in Sooty.
Did he?
And again in Danger Mouse. Apparently that's a popular character for him to play.
I can imagine, but Danger Mouse is a cartoon character, so the benefits would be that he's got a big beard and he's a big chap, isn't he?
He is a big chap.
Nothing wrong with that. I know a few big chaps.
He was in a show called Space 1999, and it was made in the 70s. You know, those sort of like space, like when they were making loads of sci-fi in the 70s and 80s that were like super depressing, but they'd only fast forward like 10, 20 years. Because they thought the future was going to be here really quickly, but it's not.
We're in the future now, Ben.
We're in the future, but like stuff's not changed that as much as they thought it would.
Yeah.
And I feel we should watch it. It does sound like actually quite a good show. Space 1999 is a British science fiction television series that ran for 2 series in the 70s. In the opening episode, set in year 1999... nuclear waste stored on the moon's far side explodes. What?
Uh-oh.
And it's written by about 20 people.
Good.
I wonder what the theme tune for Space 99 is. Should we find out?
Okay. 99!
It's space! 99. We're in space! 99! In space. Oh. Oh, no. It suddenly went very disco-y. That is amazing.
I can't really hear it.
So it starts off like really intense, like dun, 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 and then it went into disco-y. I'd watch the shit out of that. I'm gonna watch that later, I reckon. I've actually really enjoyed looking at Brian Blessed's CV. I think that he's done some quite good things. He played the king in Legend of Dick and Dom, always a prize thing.
Yeah, have a look at the cast for Legend of Dick and Dom. It's actually really good.
I do actually remember this being on. It was like really weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was good, though. Terry Jones was in it, or narrated it. Dominic Wood, Richard McCourt. Do you think Dominic has Wood?
All the time. That's one of the main reasons he's not on CBBC anymore.
What are you doing?
I'm just doing a bit of pre-grad prep. Making myself look all sexy and nice.
Are you painting your fingers?
No. What do you think I'm doing, Ben?
I can hear like a... Are you cutting your nails?
Yeah, I am.
Please say it's fingers.
No.
What are you using to do it? Are you using scissors or are you using clippers?
Clippers.
Clippers.
Scissors. Who do you think I am? Who Me. Do you think I am? Eh?
Me.
Oh, do you use scissors?
Yeah, I use scissors.
To do your toenails?
Yeah, boy.
You're wrongin'. Ah, oh, I just really hurt my toe.
Oh, mate.
Ow. Oh, that's 1 foot done, though. That's quite nice, actually. Like, if I had a foot fetish, I'd be quite happy with what I'd just made.
I've never really understood foot fetishes.
What do you need to understand, Bev?
Just don't really see why people would find feet attractive.
It's just... Oh, I've just done a big Trump. I don't know if you heard that.
I heard something, I wasn't sure what.
Oh, it felt weird. I think it's awakening of a poo coming, so I'll get that done after you're gone. What was I saying?
I mean, we could do two poos. No. I purposely went for a poo before the episode to make sure that I wouldn't need one during.
We need your poo, actually. Maybe we
That's why I did it.
One episode, we need you to poo.
I reckon, I mean, I could go for a piss right now if you want.
Piss?
Yeah.
Go on then, go on.
Wait, I'm gonna, no, because I've got to go upstairs. I mean, I could if you want. Do you want me to? Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Come on. Let me.
Piss while I clip my toenails.
right, let me just unwind my recorder, and then, Right, okay. I'm on the move, Lee.
Done.
I'm going upstairs.
Okay. There we go. This is Benedict on the move. He's on the chase for the toilet. He needs that sweet porcelain.
Right, I'm going to purposely do it into the water to make it as loud as possible.
Oh, nice. Still going. Oh, this boy can piss. It's just a constant flow. Oh, it drops now. Oh, little spray. Oh.
Oh, and a little fart to finish it off.
Oh, lovely. A little toot to the old horn.
Oh, well, that was... Got to flush that away. Going over to the old tap right now.
Flush your junk away.
And washing my hands, a little bit of soap. Oh, that's nice. Oh, and then lots of water sounds on this episode. Oh,
yeah.
I'm just looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm very tanned right now.
You're very tanned.
I hope that you're impressed by my tan tomorrow. Even if you're not, can you say you are? Because it really helps my ego.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Just need that sort of self-esteem boost. Is there anything you want to say about me to say about you? How you look?
Could you compliment me on my eyes?
Your eyes? Anything in particular about them?
Just the sparkle in them.
Should I say that when your mother's there or not?
Yeah. Oh, the sparkle in your eyes is nice today.
Oh, Lee, you've got a nice sparkle to your eyes today.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah. Oh.
Are you both your parents going to be there?
Yeah, are both of us going to be there?
Anyone else? Just your parents?
Just my parents.
Do you have siblings, or are you an only child?
I'm an only child.
Yeah, good. I was just worried that, like, you had a brother that I'd never, like, even knew about.
We just keep him in the loft.
and he'd be called, like, P.
He'd be called what?
P, or, like, D. P. No, your sister D. D and Lee.
Shut up.
Right, this has been Nebeel episode 8. We've decided... This has probably been one of our ruder episodes. We've decided which celebrity we'd give AIDS to. I'm not sure I'm going to keep that in because it's quite horrible. We've cut toenails and gone for a piss. Oi. Oi. Fuck off. Oi. Oi. Trying to get rid of a pigeon. Oi!
What's going on?
Oi! Just getting rid of a pigeon. You're not welcome on my land.
Rats in the sky.
Fly away! Fly away! Fly away!
Join us next week on Nebeel when we'll be talking to Mr. Blobby.
Fly away! Just fly away! So this has been a fun episode.
Hello.
It's been a fun episode. I hope you join us next week for Nebeel 9.
Goodbye.
Bye.